Pasuk says in Matan Torah, it's really in the last parsha of the Torah, V'zois HaBracha, Hashem Yisinai Bo, V'zorach Moisei Yelomo, Hokini HaParon, V'osom HaRiva V'Yizkoydesh, Hashem Yisinai Bo, Hashem came from Sinai. He went to Seir. Seir is Esav. Paran was Yishmael. Chazal say, what's it got to do with coming from Sinai and going to Esav, going to Yishmael? Means Hashem, before he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, even offered the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he went to all the other nations. Esav and Yishmael. Svarim talk about Esav. Yishmael is like the head of the all the nations. The 70 nations split into 35 and 35. Avram, the Chesed, Midas HaChesed from the Yemin, the 35 nations under Yishmael. Yishmael was Avram's son, his first son. And Yishmael had the Midah of Chesed, what is called the Pesilus of Chesed. He had the excess of Chesed. The wrong part of Chesed. Chesed means to give, to support, to strengthen people. And there's a Chesed called Zenus and Arias, which is also to give, but not supporting. Immorality is also expanding yourself. Expand. That's Yishmael. He had the Ra of the Chesed of Avraham Avinu. And Yitzhak had the Midah of Gevura, and the Ra of Gevura is Ritzicha, killing. That's at the Esav. He took the Ra of the Gevura. Gevura is Esav Gibar, Koibish is Yitzhak. That's Gevura. Control yourself, discipline yourself. But you could get the perverted Gevura. Beat up the next guy. Kill him. Annihilate him. That's the Esav. So when Hashem gave the Torah, he wanted to go to all the nations, even though it only points out in the Pasuk, Seir and Paran, which is Yishmael, and Esav. And the Chazal tell us that he offered the Torah to them. And they questioned, like, what's written in the Torah? What are you offering to us? What's the contract? And Hashem said to Esav, says, Loisirzach, you're not allowed to kill. He says, you're not allowed to kill. How can we do this? Alchar b'cha sichya. He had a bracha, Alchar b'cha sichya. Yadcha b'ayrefoy b'cha. Can't do it. Not possible for me to do that. I can't accept the Torah. And Yishmael, what about you, Yishmael? Ah, what's written on the side, Rebbeinu Shalom? Oh, lo sinof. Lo sinof. Not allowed to commit adultery. That's asking too much for me. I can't be mekayem that. It's the chesed, the psul chesed that I have to expand myself, which means I've got to take over. You know? And then when he asked Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they didn't ask what's inside. They just said, Nasa v'nishma. The question the Mefarshim ask on this chazal is that the goyim ha-matsuva in the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach anyway. Whether you accept the Torah and Tayag mitzvahs or not, you got Zion mitzvahs you have to do. If you don't keep the Zion mitzvahs, you chayav misa. It happens to be that lo sirtzoch is also part of the Zion mitzvahs, and lo sinof, and lo sinof. So what kind of response did they give to Hashem? So we can't accept the Torah because I can't do lo sirtzoch. I am from the Zion mitzvahs, but I know to do lo sirtzoch. What do you mean you can't do it? You have to do it. Hashem just pointed out the lo sirtzoch, you know what I mean? So there's another 612. But he said, how about lo sirtzoch? He says, I'm giving you even that. Do you really have to do anything? He says, oh no, can't do that. Can't do it. What do you mean can't do it? And lo sirtzoch, oh, I can't do that anyway. It's one of the Zion mitzvahs. So why could they tell Hashem you can't do it? Because of these two lavin, which they're mechuyev to do these two lavin anyway, as part of the Zion mitzvahs they know. Shlaim, yeah. That's the question that the Mefarshim asked on this Chazal that Hashem took the Torah to Esau, he took the Torah to Yishmael. You're mechuyev to do it anyway. You don't have a patur. Did anyone ever hear a teretz to this kasha? Shavuos is coming up soon. Yeah, I probably give answers all the time. Do you remember the answer? Well, that's not going to help us. Maybe you wrote it down.
Check.
You check, right? You could, if you write it down, you have a chance to check. Ashrei Shabbat Khan with Tamudo. What does that mean? Ashrei Shabbat Khan, you come to the Olam Haba or Gan Eden and the Talmud, and your learning is biyoto. What does it mean, biyoto? It's in your hand.
Oh.
It's like a snap of a finger. You should know what it is. What daf? Chas? What line? What does it mean that Talmud biyoto? You know, okay. You know? Did we hear of any pshat with that?
You wrote it down.
Huh?
You wrote it down.
Talmud biyoto. You wrote it down. You wrote this year and you chas it over. First of all, when you write it down, you could fake someone out that you know what's going on. You say all the Hebrew words in the Lashon HaKodesh and Kasha, you don't know what you're talking about. You can do it. When you write something down, somehow, when it gets to writing, you can't lie. If you don't know what you can write it down, you could talk and make believe you know what's going on. That's babbling, but you can't fake it. Somehow writing is, it's more permanent than that you can't get. So that's what it says. Ashrei Shabbalagam Tamud B'yodo. If you wrote down the Torah, so the fact that you have to write it down means it's got to be clear in your head before you write. It doesn't have to be clear to talk to your chavrusa. This is like this. I said, I hope you don't ask me what you're talking about. I got him running. He didn't even know what he's talking about. That's one thing I should write to be on. Anybody else? Another pshat? You're looking for it? My pshat is Ashrei Talmud B'yodo means that. Did you ever notice that when people learn, it's mostly Yidden, and the goyim only copy us because we do it. You always use your hands. Just like this. You ever do that? You ever find yourself doing that? And you slap the guy once in a while, so let me speak and finish, you know. But you use your hands. Why do you use your hands for? It's incredible. It's a natural thing. People use their hands. Use their hands for tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of the Gibeah on the mountain. The hands up, we win. The hands down, we lose. With hands. Hands. Or you could say the hands represent meisim. Meissen. Yeah, handy. It's called. Are you handy? What does that mean? When are you handy? That's a handy. Now I work with your hands, right? It's called handy. So you want to make sure that the chokhmah that you learn is not going to be unused. It has to be lamaisa. Any part of Torah that you learn, you have to do it to make sure that you do it lamaisa. Don't hear a mitzvah, and then you don't even care about it, and you go weiter. That's chokhmah more than your maisa. Then your chokhmah gets distorted. Chazal, picky yours. Maybe that's the solution. Lamaisa. So we could have to reach out to him so far. Why would you want to use your hands? One is for writing down. You have to write the Torah. You never heard the Pirkei Avos? You learn Pirkei Avos not the summer. Kenei l'chol chover. What's kenei l'chol chover? Asay l'chol rav. Kenei l'chol chover. What?
Rashi says it's a sefer.
Kenei l'chol chover. That what's a sefer?
Chover is a sefer.
Okay.
It's friendly.
Okay. Pushup shav means a friend, a real friend. Even if you have spend money on him, that he should be your friend. If it's a good friend, purchase him. But the before I should like to say, kone. You know what a kone is? Bamboo. Reed. A quill. If you're a sofer, you have a kone. A quill to write safras, to write a type, to write mezuzahs. Says kenei l'chol chover. The kone should be your best friend. You have a pen, you write over. Kone l'chol chover. The best thing is that's your best friend when you have a learn. That's a great chavusa for you. Because like I said before, if you can't write down things that you don't understand, you could say at the end, Tzarachian. But you have to know what the Tzarachian is when he writes Tzarachian. You couldn't lie and say Tzarachian. I don't know what I wrote. That's called Tzarachian. No, that's not true. Okay. So, Lamaisa, we didn't find the answer, right?
Okay. No.
So we're looking for the answer. Why? If they're Mitzuvin, the Zion Mitzvah's B'nai Noyach. Really, I should say to you, oh, now I just gave you such a chachma. I brought you three rayas. What do you have to do with your hand? You got to write down and all this. Who's going to come tomorrow with a notebook and say, I heard the Rebbe say, the Rosh Yeshiva, they should have a notebook and write things down. And I'm going to come tomorrow and this year and not write down anything. Then my chachma will be more than my maaser. Do I should be a dumbbell for the rest of my life? I told my bachrum in Shul Yashu a long time ago. I said, if you don't come with a notebook, you're not gonna want to understand Shir. If you come into Shir and you don't have a notebook to write down even notes, then you're not interested in knowing what you learned. So why waste your time? I'm not entertaining you. It's entertainment. If you were serious, of course you want to know. Be able to chazer it over. You don't. Why are you going to chazer over? Unless you have a great memory. Hashem blessed you. Serious. Hear Torah. I remember Purim when I was a bacher, Rebbe's house on Purim. I still have it someplace. There was no paper. I took paper plates and I wrote over everything he said. I still have the paper plates. 50 years ago. 48, something like that. Still have the paper plates. You want to keep it. Look it up. Look. Yoel was looking for it. He didn't find it. But he has a notebook. You can try. Okay, so let's get back off the tangent. And so what's the answer? You have an idea? I think you have an idea. Say it. You don't have to tell us
the start of the verse. There's killing, and that starts the verse, and then there's concepts like embarrassing somebody is like killing him. So they understood, they have the starts the verse of killing, But when Hashem asked them, it says in Torah, they searched off. They weren't ready to take up on all the offerings.
There's a difference of the uptight of what is a low sirtzach by a goy and a low sirtzach by a yidfist. Killing a goy, killing by a goy is you kill the guy, stab him in the heart, and he died. So that's low sirtzach. And by a goy, you don't even need hasra. Once he did it, kill him. Low sirtzach by a yid, the Gemara says, to embarrass someone is killing him. It's tantamount to killing him. And rather throw yourself in the furnace than to embarrass someone. And you learn it out from the story of Yehuda and Tamar. That she said, whoever owns these possessions of the staff and the ring, whoever owns those, he's the one who fathering the child that's inside of me. She could have said, Yehuda, take a look. This is your stuff. You don't want to embarrass her. So they went out from her, and they were going to burn her because they said she was Mazana. You see from this that the low sirtzach of the Torah, when the mental sirtzach, there's many different levels. Just like you know, in every part of Torah is pardes. There's the pshat, the remez, the dalet is derush, and the samach is sowed. So the same thing. When the Torah says lo sirtzach, when it means lo sirtzach for a yidden, it's a different lo sirtzach. So the goyim was made, they say, we have the lo sirtzach from. We don't want the lo sirtzach of Torah. That's a whole different level. There you're talking about Salam Alakim, you're talking about emulating Hashem's ways. That's just not for us. Like Signife. Not a lot of steal. Right? What does stealing mean by a goy? We know what a stealing by a goy is. How about stealing by a yid? What's stealing?
I mean, stealing time, stealing sleep.
Stealing
not
sleep.
Not making a bracha on food.
Stealing from Hashem. It's Hashem's world. You got to make a bracha on food. You don't make a bracha, you're a gazel. You're stealing from Hashem. Lashem ha'aretz u'malaya. It's another pasuk. Hashemayim shemayim Lashem ha'aretz nasan livnei adam. So who has the aretz? Hashem or us? So my answer is kan lifnei ha'bracha, kan li'acha ha'bracha. Before you make a bracha, it's Hashem. Lashem aretz umlaya. If you make the bracha, you want to eat something, you're hungry, then aretz nasan livnei adam. But if you don't make the bracha, you're stealing. Stealing from Hashem. That's considered stealing. How about you have a store? You have a store, and there's a competitor. You want to know what the prices are in the competitor's store. So you go inside, you ask him, what's the price for this type of electronic device? And he says, what about this? Or you go around, right? You know, that's called Geneva's Das. Geneva's Das, as if you're stealing his Das. He thinks you're a customer, and you're impersonating a customer because the only purpose is you want to find out the prices. That's called Geneva's Das. What did I steal? Come on, this is business. So come on, Gehenim. Come on. It's Geneva's Das. It's called Geneva. So when it says by Yasloi Signal, it has a different understanding of what Lo Signal is. So that's the difference, and that goes with everything. There's so many things. You know, treat an Eved. How we buy an Eved every. You know how you had to treat him? It says it was one pill, you got to give it to your Eved. If you get an Eved, Ivri, you're becoming the Eved to your Eved Ivri. That's how much the Torah was makrid on another Yid, how you have to treat him. If you would ever read how people, the white people used to get to abuse in every way their avodim, the South. You hear what's there, stand up. It's a different it's a different view. You have to know the difference between a yid and a goy in general. You have an neshama, you have different obligations. You have a goy, then you have different obligations. Seven mitzvahs, Akeneged the Moral says, the 7 days of Teva, of Bereishis. Seven is Teva. Not so with Torah. Torah is Lamala Min HaTeva. We expect you to be more than the Teva. We expect you to discipline yourself to control your appetites, to control your jealousy, to control your selfishness. That's what Torah wants from you. That's what Torah was given for. So that's one of the basic answers. To be Mekabel Torah is an imitation from Hashem to be like Him, the superior being, Hashem. And I'll never get tired of what Chazal saying about Rosh Shabbos. About the Aseres HaDibros. Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. It starts with the Onoichi. I am Hashem, your deity. The Gemara brings an acronym. An acronym is a Rashi Tavis. The first letter of the word stands for, and what the letters of Aleph, Nun, Chaf, Yud, which means Anoichi, stands for Ano, Nafshi, my nefesh, Kisavis, where I wrote, and Yahus, and I gave it. Hashem says, you want to know who I am? You want to find out who I am? To get at least maybe an inkling of an inkling of an inkling to the millionth power of what Hashem is, learn Torah. Because you know what's in the Torah? Ano, nafshi, kesavis, Yehovas. I wrote down my nefesh in the Torah. The nefesh is the penibis. It's not the chitzon, it's the goof. So you want to know who I really am? Learn Torah. In Torah, you'll find who I am. That's what I want you to be. I want you to be like me. Ruchnius. Not to follow your body. Hashem doesn't have a body. It's not tangible. The more we make ourselves spiritual, the more we're like Hashem. Even if it's the little thing, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. You just made yourself more like Hashem. Spiritual. Because you had to subjugate your goof. As if you're not paying any attention to it. So that's, we got Torah. So now we know what Torah really is. Torah is Horah. Horah means to teach. Moreh. Torah is to teach us how to be like Hashem who created us. We have a neshama. How to actualize the neshama. You feed the goof. You got to feed the neshama too. The food of the neshama is spiritual food. It's learning, dominating, ticking our midas, changing your midah to be more angelic. Yeah, to be midas. People think you don't have to work on midas. You don't work on midas? So what if you're lazy? I don't want to be lazy. Who said it? How come Pirkei Avos starts off with the Masayra? Moshe he built her. What is Pirkei Avos? It's not Shnayim Ochzim Betalas. It's not Lomdus. It's Musa. It's all about Midas. So you have to say A whole Messiah, Moshe Kibel, Torah, Misina, I am totally issue. What do you got to talk about the Messiah for? The Torah Sheval Pad, what's it got to do with Midas? Torah says, we don't make up Midas. That's also from Sina. How to be a human being and be about Midas, we had to have a Messiah for that. So no, it's part of the Messiah. It doesn't change over time. No, there's no time that you can say, act like an animal. Well, but we're living in this year. This year, everyone's an animal. Yeah, maybe we should follow the crowd. It's called herd conformity, H-E-R-D. Follow the herd. That means a bunch of animals. Follow, follow the animals. So maybe we just follow what they do. No, we have a Messiah. Even the way you act, the way you eat, the way you say good morning, that's all part of the Messiah from Sinai. We have a different Torah. We accepted that Torah. We didn't have to ask. We knew it's supernatural. We're part of being supernatural as we have in the show. We just have to be able to do it and discipline ourselves. Don't just hear nice shiurim and keep on going your jolly way, as they say. Your jolly way. That's British? I don't mean British people. I'm British too. I have to say jolly way, you know. People are like jello. Maybe they should go the jello way because Jello is like, you know, the gel. We go jolly way. That's it. You gotta think we're coming from Matan Torah. We don't got too many weeks left. Let's prepare for it. Prepare for to change something. Why you change? You use the machines upstairs? The laundry stuff, right? You have to get put in change?
Nope.
Really? Oh, because it's free because of the credit card at the beginning. Well, in the old days, we had to put in change. And we were forced to use change. So you got used to change. You got to make change. You used to it. Nowadays, no change. Credit card, plastic, everything's plastic. You know, food's plastic. The seals have plastic. Everything has plastic, you know. It doesn't mean anything. Money's plastic, yeah. But your neshama is not plastic. Your neshama is chel gal kamimal, and that's what you got to strive. Okay.
Yeah.